The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This. Anybody who knows me knows I was cocky out of the womb.
His early break with Zip and Jake.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know who has a lot of pressure on them? I don't know if it's fair pressure, but it's pressure. Once again, Nebraska baseball.
Sip.
You think so? Practice has begun. The season will get going here. You know, they have a bunch of actually home series in March for the first time in a long time because the weather's unpredictable in March, but they are practicing underway. I'm just really curious. I want to have a quick conversation about this.
Okay, I'm interested in this.
We had this same talk last year before the season began, and they actually backed it up by playing good. They won the conference. They almost went to the CWS. They backed it up. But I'm asking you, is Husker baseball going to have unfair expectations from fans due to the failures of the other men's programs? Football, 3-9. No, basketball for another historically bad season coming up here. They're in the midst of a historically bad season.
I think that Will Bull obviously built up expectations by coming a whisker. Basically, would you say a whisker from making a
Super Regional? Very close. Yeah. Very, very close.
I think that built up expectations. I think just Will Bolt, just by the way he comports himself, kind of does that. But I don't think any of this is a negative. I think he would welcome it. I think he has super high expectations. What is going on in football and baseball? Are people a little more hungry for success on the men's side? Yeah, for sure. But I don't know that adds to any pressure. I think you might be reaching.
No, maybe. I'll say what? Why. This is why I'm not reaching. There's a couple. Number one, okay. It's like I said, the men's sports have been a disaster. And I say it comfortably, a disaster.
Okay.
Disaster.
Not wrestling. I mean, some of the men's sports have. The two biggies. And they have to win. I mean, Nebraska football and basketball. Nebraska football has to win to keep the business model. You can't, the business model can't sustain itself if the football team goes 3-9.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just can't do it.
Number two, I mean, this team, the baseball team, in more rankings than not, is a preseason ranked team.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen, I saw them as high as 14th in one ranking.
I don't think there's a lot of pressure on the baseball program.
It just
though.
Feels like there is.
No. Not because, partly gonna, just because it's baseball.
They're going to have full stands. People are saying, yeah, this is the program that's going to save us this year.
We don't even put pressure on Fred Hoiberg.
I do.
Oh, you do a little.
No, I said I'm done with him. How was that for pressure?
Yeah, you. Oh.
Hey, this is over. I mean, that's what I told you that. It's over.
Yeah, no,
has to be over.
Easy there. But you would say that the basketball program, there's a lot of people that can shrug that off. A lot of people. Shoulder shrug. It's just basketball. You know, I hear that all the time. You know what I hear all the time? Sip, come on. You got to get off, Fred. there's no expectations. We don't have expectations.
And I would say
we don't have expectations for basketball that we do for football.
You know what Jake says to that?
What?
Okay, why'd you build the Hendrickson and the PBA? Mm-hmm. If you didn't want expectations, why did you build some of the nicest facilities in the country and just say we don't care?
Well,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I don't subscribe to that thinking, but I hear that a lot. I don't know if I wrote a negative column for Sunday. I just said the headline was Jake Hoiberg's program at this point fails to meet even minimal expectations. Is that
that's true? What's wrong with that? What's the incorrect statement there? There's not one,
right? But again, people will say we just don't have that big of expectations for it, so it's not the same as football. And I don't understand that. I don't understand the okay. If I just get right down to it, now you're going to kill me for this.
All right, here we go.
I get it. It seems like I'm not smart enough to explain myself, but on one hand, how can a fan base, many in a fan base, push a 58-19 coach out the door? Now, you could say get over that, Sipple, but this is what I can't reconcile in my brain. A lot of people in the fan base saying they were just fine with pushing a 58-19 coach out the door, but then digging their heels in for a coach who's 5-40 in the Big Ten. Now, you might be able to help me square that up. And what I hear from people when I say that little spiel is, come on, it's two different things. What's not different is that we're still talking about competition, okay? If I, like I said the other day, if I played you in basketball and won one game of one-on-one in 30 tries, I'd be like, what am I doing? This is ridiculous.
Not clamoring to the one win.
Right.
Not clinging, saying, remember that one game I beat you?
Right. And I don't like the football sip matters a lot more here because of the tradition and all that. Because then what you're essentially telling me is that basketball doesn't matter? What? Or it matters to a point where you can go 5-40 and you can shrug it off? Then what I would ask is, why even have a program? Okay, that's what I would ask. If the expectations are low enough that you will dig in your heels and defend 5-40, at that point you're making a mockery of the program. That's what I feel like. Right?
Yeah.
If you approach it this way and say, yeah, hey, we got to think about this. Not be, you don't have to be all in on Fire and Fred, which I'm not. You are. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. I am not. I still think there's too much season to play. But if you're of the mind where you're just digging in and saying, hey, 5-40 is 5-40, Sip, get over it. Now, then I say then you're just, then maybe don't even have a program.
You say, well, hey, hang on, get over it. Get over, why? Why do I need to get over that?
Because it's only year three.
It's only year three?
And he's building.
What? Building what?
Right.
A disaster?
What they don't understand is the roster's turning over again. Okay? It's not just the older guys. There was at least one player that was almost out the door in Christmas that's not an older guy, okay? So they're going to lose 6 or 7, okay, from this roster. So you're just turning it over. You're not really building. The way they're operating right now is they're just turning over rosters every year. So it's not like you're building. This is not a young team. It's a new team. There's a lot of guys that haven't played together, but that's by choice.
Yeah,
they chose to do it that way.
I want to say this though, because I'm curious, how many Fred supporters are there out there? You claim there's a lot.
It seems like there's a lot to me.
I only know I have one friend that believes in him, but it's waning.
Okay,
but that's it though.
That's fair.
Anyone else I talk to, I don't really feel like they're saying yeah, Hoiberg's the guy. Still, he's going to get it done. It's remorse right now. It's sadness. And really disbelief in how it got so bad and understanding we can't believe it went this bad, but yeah, it's time to change. That's what I hear from people mostly.
I get it. I understand why there'd be that discussion of time for change. I mean, the record's the record, but I just think I want to see, I'm always of the mind. I want to see how it plays out. And there's a little problem, Jake, at the end of the rope here, as you know. There's an $18.5 million buyout that has to, you have to reconcile that too, right? Okay, now, did I say this spiel yesterday? If you're a donor, if you're Trev Alberts and you're going to a prominent booster right now and you're asking for money for the Go Big project or whatever, whatever, some project, and you're asking that person for money and that person's saying, well, why, you're asking me for money, but you have $18 million to pay Fred Hoiberg going out the door. Why are you asking me for money? Do you really need it? See the awkwardness that puts the AD in? You're still raising money for a Go Big project. So if I'm that booster, I'm wondering in my head, after I see that report in the Journal Star that there's an $18.5 million buyout, there's a few things that are going on in my head. Why are you asking me for money? It seems like you have the money here. But are you, or is my money actually going to help this buyout in some way, which I wouldn't want, you know? So it's made it a more difficult discussion for Trev.
Here's one person that's supportive saying, fire Fred and go get who? Give the guy some time. I just can't believe.
No, there's that. There's a lot of that.
Now, I'm just stunned by that. Guys, take a step off the ledge in your Hoiberg rosy glasses. He's 5'40".
He's a great guy. That's the thing. They love him.
I don't care. He's got a great resume in the past. He played in the NBA. He's a nice person. Mm-hmm. This is the worst it has ever been at the University of Nebraska.
Yeah,
okay, and we have seen some horrible programs.
Yeah, it's been, this is the worst it's
we
been.
We saw bad years with Collier, bad years with, you know, a couple with Knee, mostly good with Knee, but a couple. Mm-hmm. Some bad years with Doc.
Nothing like this.
A couple with and those were elite years compared to this 3 years of garbage. Mm-hmm. Don't ever give me the who are you going to hire garbage. That's nonsense. Mm-hmm. You can win at this program. Not saying you can win at a high level. You can win.
Why?
They have to prove that still.
Right, got it.
But I'll tell you this. They can win more than what they're doing right now at 5-40 in conference play in the Fred Hoiberg era. So I never, ever bring that to this table again, ever. Because I will just disparage you.
I mean, there's a part of me that always says if you're a – come on, think about it. If I'm a basketball coach out there right now, Jake, I've said this spiel before, but I'll bring it up again. If I'm a basketball coach out there, a men's basketball coach like Turgeon, I'd be telling my wife, God, if I can get that Nebraska job, well, think about it, honey. The previous coach lasted 7 years with no NCAA tournament wins. 7 years. He made quite a bit of money and didn't have to do much.
The current coach.
The current coach is 5-40. Honey, he's 5-40. And they don't even want to fire him. I mean, if I can get that job, we are on easy street at Nebraska because they'll pay me a bunch of money and they don't have any expectations for that program. Those people are, I mean, they're the nicest people on earth when it comes to basketball. And we can make a pile of money. And we really don't have to win hardly at all.
And if we do, then we're going to be heroes.
We sure don't have to get to the NCAA tournament.
But if we do and win that first game, we're going to get a statue. Yeah. And never pay for anything ever again in that town.
We just got to win one NCAA tournament game, honey. We just got to win one.
We're heroes.
Where on earth can you say that about any Division I program? Honey, all we got to do is win one NCAA tournament game, and we're locked for life.
That's here. Rick Heyman's Song of the Day next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.